can imagine that.
So yeah, so those are just a few memories that I have to share. I was just wondering if Charlotte O'Neill had any similar memories.
Well, I used to live quite a ways north, and Northern Ontario, but then I lived up in timber country north of what is called Nipigon and Lake Nipigon. And so at 11 o'clock at night in the summertime, the sun would still be up, but I was 7 years old, so it was bedtime. I remember protesting and saying, I want to go play, and then, no, it's bedtime. I've been fortunate enough to travel. So I've been in Iceland, where the sun goes down at 4 in the afternoon and it's pitch dark in the winter time. And I've been in Dawson Creek in northern British Columbia, where the sun goes to bed at 2 in the morning, gets up at 2:30 or 3 o'clock. That one really shocked me. That I've never been in the sunshine at 3 a.m. thinking I want to go back to bed. So
Is it how many months does it have, does it last like that?
it's a short season. I lived there until from the spring till October. I lived there in Dawson Creek, and I can only remember the summer, the July, that the sun was not to bed early, to bed very late and get up very early.
Yeah, so it must affect your biological clock somehow. I mean, you know, people that live in the far, far north, I'm sure they sleep much less when there's so much more daylight. And then I've also heard that in the winter, they'll sleep through and like skip a day. They kind of go into hibernation mode.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've wondered. I've never seen, I don't think anybody's ever done a photo study, you know, to show what those people's body size, you know, what the, whether the body size rotates around the year and people are heavier, you know, like would be interesting to see how that looks. Yeah, my
Yeah, I'm sure we all get heavier in the winter. My appetite increases in the winter, right?
but
You know,
then
in the summer I'm quite happy eating lettuce. Yeah, but not in the winter. I want comfort food.
I think I gain in the summer because there's ice cream and so many and cold drinks, you know, sherbet, ice cream. But my childhood, the sign that it was summer was that the Dairy Queen's open. It's so odd now to see Dairy Queen's open in the middle of winter because in Kansas, there would be a day, and that would be when we were starting our drive to Omaha. I laugh now and imagine as a child, we worked and we put money into this bank to go to Omaha, where our aunt lived there, and the one cousin, and so she let us. We had a much further range of stuff that we could do, and I think now, wow, we put money, but it was a value because even though we were children and the parents, of course, were taking care of it, it really made us feel every, you know, what you get out of a dollar, put a dime in, you have to put at least, you know, so much in this bank. And the banks were the ones that the encyclopedia people, when they used to go around and they would show you the deluxe, like the deluxe set, and then the next set and the next set. And they had these little banks that they gave kids so that you could be contributing to buying the encyclopedia. So our family kind of passed that over to our summer vacation. But I I don't even eat Dairy Queen when it's in the wintertime because it's supposed to be a summer treat.
Apparently in Russia, they love to eat ice cream in the winter.
I was working on, I haven't totally finished it off, but it was a poem, a transition poem called Can You Imagine? Can you imagine? We put pennies in cans and blue savings jars to spend to extend the family budget for our summer trip to Omaha. Omaha, rah-rah, new kids, new cousins, endless hours to play hide and seek. Sailing along into my teen years, summer was a treasure trove of things that made the year last longer. Summer camp with the campfire girls, summer dances that I had to ask Daddy's permission to go to, summertime buying the clothes, picking out clothes for the start of the school year. Now, a summer as an older person, now summer goes all too soon. Chilly June, warm July, hot as Hades August. Only a few concerts suitable for seniors. Ah, summer is just too short.
That was fun. Like that one.
Yeah. You lived in the South, didn't you, Leslie? Like one of those islands, the Bahamas, or?
Oh, I wish. No, we went to Bali and Lombok for a vacation. We were there for about a month.
Okay.
But the routine of the unchanging, you know, I mean, it was lovely, but it was so unchanging. There were no contrasts, right?
Yeah.
I had a question for you as creative artists. Are the longer days giving you more artistic ways to share your creative writing or painting?
I don't know about more ways. It seems that I have, like I say, more energy. I'm doing a lot of writing online, which really doesn't get me outside. But we're also spending more time outside now, which I think is where the energy comes from, because we all need that vitamin D from the sun, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because we live in a basement now, you know, so it's very dark down here. So.
Wow.
So I don't get the sun streaming through the windows like I used to when I was upstairs.
And then what about, do you find, some people find summer as a time for completion of things, and they have this goal or push to complete things, whereas others, you know, they're open to new things. That's where they start buying, doing things like buying motorhomes. Which do you find? Do you find a contrast in the push to complete or to start something?
I think the desire to start things. And I think that's all part of this new energy. And I kind of start to feel it in the spring when the sap's rising, you know. And by the solstice, when the days are so long, it's like, oh, you know, I can carry on with these new projects because I have all this time, right? You know, the days are so much longer. It's worth starting things. And then towards the end of the year, as the days draw in, that's when I get the idea of getting things completed, sort of at the close of the year.
It's funny. My birth month is September. And for so long, school started, you know, when I was going to school, then when I was teaching, it was always September. So September feels like the start of a new year. So as it gets toward August, I'm feeling not panicky, but I'm feeling that I got to get it finished because school's going to start again. And I was telling myself today, calm down, you know, it's just the start. We're just getting ready to start with July. You have time to finish things, and then I feel even more than New Year's Eve, the night before my birthday, it feels like the beginning of a new year. And I'm dreading a little bit the coming of that dastardly daylight savings time, because having enjoyed these longer days of summer, September's like tick, 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 tick. It's ticking to when it's going to be those short days again.
What date in September? What date?
Oh, September 11th.
Okay.
Yeah.
9/11.
Yes, I know. And for, because, you know, being a poet for about 3 years, I was taking part in different memorials and writing poetry and so forth. And I moved my birthday over to celebrating it October 11th. And this year I'm going to celebrate on the 11th, the weekend of the 11th. Do you feel those, do you feel a difference in your drive to write something or to complete something in the summer more so than the winter, Neil?
I was, when Leslie was talking, I was thinking about reflecting on my own. I was paying attention though, Leslie, but I was reflecting on my own experience, and that is, nothing changes. I work from 11 till 11, mm-hmm. and the morning, just do my mail, and so. And nothing changes winter or summer, and I don't work more in the winter, or I don't work less in the summer. I have an office. I haven't been out on my office. I have an office on the balcony that I've created, table and chairs, and I haven't been out there this year, which is a surprise. I usually try and get out as quickly as I can, but the weather in May was a little cold and rainy-ish. And also I have this thing going on with the motorhome, is having to fire it up every other day and move it every once in a while. But that's beginning to settle down. So, and in fact, it now has a name.
What's the name?
Hobo.
And that's not an elegant name.
Yeah, it's not an elegant motorhome. As I once called it, it's a mobile wreck. But but my mechanic says it's in perfect shape for an old vehicle. And it doesn't have that many miles on it because it's a Chevy. And Chevys run for a Chevy truck is really basically what it is. And they run forever, so.
Sounds like it matches its owner, in good shape for an old vehicle. There you go.
I suppress saying that. See, the thought went through my mind, but I said, I'm not going to say that. Well, no, it's a good shape for a reservoir, a person that, like, a treasured we're reservoirs. It's a great space for a reservoir of knowledge. And it's also a time where we can do a pre-announcement. I've been taking all these workshops on the value of pre-launching a book. And we can invite those who don't know about this adventure that you started called Taking a Motorhome Across BC and Collecting Poems. Tell us a little about that adventure that you've kicked off.
Well, it's under advisement right at this moment. I met one of the mayors of one of the small towns up in the interior, and we've kind of talked about doing a local from, he's going to introduce me to other mayors, and we're going to try and do a local seniors focus on poetry. So that's kind of in process, kind of, but I'm waiting for stuff. But here's it's had several lives. I thought that I could get Canada Council, but then COVID hit, and they wouldn't support anything which required me to go and meet other seniors. And so that's back on track now. But I've increased it. Is that? It's not, because a lot of people say, oh, well, I couldn't never consider writing poetry, but I might have a short story for you. And so the book that I intend to manifest is going to be poetry and short stories written by seniors. And I'm hoping to be able to make the first trip come August, and And it'll be carry on until late October, early November. And then I probably go south for the winter. Become a duck and go south for the winter.
One of the things that you might want to do, we've shared your email address before for people who want to get your books, but people who might be interested in this project, people who might want to sponsor someone who was brave enough to go get a motorhome, put it on a ferry, bring it down to Vancouver, and have to move it every 3 days because of the law, somebody who might want to support this very dynamic project that Neil hasn't been dismayed by the difficulties in doing. So his goal is to get a story or a short story from seniors all across the province, maybe go to across the world. But right now he's focusing on BC. So if you'd like to support this project, give them your email, Neil.
Yes, it's really simple. ncr223@gmail.com. NCR, National Cash Register, that'll do. NCR, Neil C. Ryan. So it's NCR223, which is my birth date. And NCR223@gmail.com.
And Leslie has your memoir. You can read, we have on our Powered by Age website a thing called Spins, Stories, Poems, Interviews, and Novelties, written by our many project, podcasters. We've had 44 different people across the 2 years that we've been doing Powered by Age who have taken part in our podcast. Some have read stories. Sometimes when people read something, there's a background noise, so we've recorded it. So we are one of the only places where seniors have not had to pay to have their stories or poems put on the site. So if you go on to the Powered by Age .com site and you look at the easy listening section, then you can hear some of Leslie's, Neil's, a number of other people's work, including Sister C, Charlotte Farrell's work. If you are someone interested in taking part in our podcast and having your work included in a discussion or your work included on our website, then just send an email to pbaafc@gmail.com. stands for Powered by Age, Age Friendly City. pbaafc@gmail.com.
And it's 2 o'clock, Leslie.
It was 2:20. I needed to go. I have a class.
Well, now you've told the world that you have to leave. You know, we give each other reminders of when we have to go and come. We're going to be hearing. Now, woven into the discussion, we talked about summertime, and there's a fantastic song called Summertime that many people have recorded. So aside from our talking, you're going to be hearing some Summertime. When the living is easy, I don't know that it's any easy, but it was at some point for somebody, the summertime was easy.
Oh, that's such a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. Janis Joplin has done the ultimate version of Summertime. It is spectacularly beautiful.
Yes, we'll be hearing a few versions of it, and people can weigh in on which one is their favorite one. And then we've talked about these things cost money, so we'll also be hearing money, 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 money as another thought of something that goes along with the summer. I think the summer is still cheaper than the winter, because winter you got to buy boots, heavier coat, a variety of hats, wraps, and sometimes medications, Buckleys for your throat. But I want to thank you for joining with us again on Powered by Age. And I want to give a forecast to some of our upcoming summer events. Next week, we're going to be poetically remembering. We're going to be poetically making the transition from June to July. And in that transition, we're going to have some art. We're going to have a little art show. We're going to have music. And Newell's going to do a special treatment on a poem. And Sister C might have a poem, but it's going to be a really nice program. So look forward to joining that and adding your thoughts. Many of you have got the link to our show and can let me know if there's something special you want to present. Others have got my email address. So we look forward to seeing and hearing you next week on Powered by Age as we go through saying goodbye to June and sorry into July. Any parting thoughts?
Yeah, one thing you were asking about the impact of the solstice on our creativity. And I think one thing is, you know, with getting outside more, I get a lot of my inspiration from nature. So I get a lot more inspiration just by being outside in the nice summer weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except they said that this weekend is going to be really hot. And so people need to carry lots of water to stay hydrated. Yeah, I'm inspired by being outside and just seeing people. I love to see kids, people in the parks, just seeing people really laughing and sitting outside eating. How the animals are, I guess, learned that people can be hostile if you just fly down. So it seems that the sea, what are those birds? The big, not seahawks, but...
Seagulls,
right. They hover and they watch. And as they start to see people go into the trash, they let out that special sound. And then the birds come because somebody must have told them, you come in on those people when they're sitting down laughing and talking, they're going to hit you or do awful things. So I just noticed, I said, man, it seems like there's scouts around all these places where people are eating. Mm-hmm. And then they swoop in as they're cleaning up. Well, I'm going to say thank you again. This is Charlotte Sister C. Farrell, and I'll see you again. And this has been Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. We have doubled putting the Powered by Age podcast in the Salou show spot. So you are welcome to speak up, to give your opinion. It's not a passive program, but we share information and ideas, hoping that you will find something that makes you want to speak up or to act up, to look at things that are happening. There are people that are still addressing the issue of the old growth trees. There are people addressing the 92 acts of reconciliation that we need to adopt. There are still many things during the summer to peacefully connect with other people and talk about and work toward increasing kindness and increasing conversation. Conversation people don't all have to agree. It's being able to talk together, share ideas, and not hit each other across the head. So that's what we're about. And we look forward to welcoming you and hope that you will listen and enjoy the things that we do in the future around that vein, around that intent.
Oh, your day. spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you.
This has been Charlotte Farrell, Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. Thank you for joining us again. We had a discussion about the transition of thoughts, actions, and so forth that happen as we experience the seasons, but also a reflection upon Juneteenth and what it meant to have been given freedom with no support, no compensation for all the work and labor that had been done by slaves prior to the emancipation. So this song, Summertime by Ella Fitzgerald, that you heard during the program, gives some of the kind of lamenting songs within the blues that people would have expressed to a baby looking at the new future. So thank you so much. See you again next week at 10. You know, when people ask me what time it is, I say it's always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time. Love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for...
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.